7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode, and this is going to be part three of our NFL Draft Prospect Rankings, or ratings, I guess, for quarterback 2018. And as always, I'm joined by Tim and Tom, and this episode is going to be quarterback Josh Rosen from UCLA.
My neck. My back.
The only other quarterback who has the potential to be number one overall, in my personal opinion. I know you gentlemen do not agree with that, but if it were not for some of his comments, he very well would have been my number one overall pick. But I'll get into some of his intangibles here in just a minute as we get into it a little bit more.
Our ranking system, of course, goes with accuracy, arm strength, decision-making, mechanics, athleticism, measurables, college stats, injury history, and personal traits. Again, ranking system of 1 to 10, 1 to 5, and 1 to 3. If you want to know why we decided that, listen to episode 1, the Sam Darnold episode, and we explain it perfectly. And also, check out part 2, which is Josh Allen.
What?
I said, did we?
So let's go ahead and, yes, we did. Okay. Let's go ahead and kick this off. We have Josh Rosen, accuracy portion, ranking of 1 to 10. And we all went with an 8 for Josh Rosen with a total score of 24.
He didn't have the greatest completion percentage at UCLA, but it's definitely good enough. So many quarterbacks that we've scouted over the years struggle with ball placement. Even on simple bubble screens like Josh's boy, Josh Allen, he struggles throwing those. Josh Rosen doesn't. He tends to hit receivers right in the numbers, right in the hands. Gives his receivers a very good chance of getting some high-quality rack yards. Great anticipation on his throws. He's that kind of quarterback that will just absolutely murder a skills competition.
Yeah, so Josh Rosen, to me, I actually wanted to give him a 9. Josh Rosen is the only quarterback in this class that throws the back shoulder fade like an NFL quarterback should. Throws that back shoulder throw almost seamlessly. That's the NFL throw, if you would, in my opinion. That's the one that, Tom, when we were talking prior, you said, you know, Alex Smith can't make that throw. Mitchell Trubisky right now cannot make that throw. Josh Rosen throws it, and he throws it pretty damn well. So I wanted to make him a 9. The only reason I didn't is because his interceptions. Some of his interceptions are, a lot of Sam Darnold's are, either he throws down the field and the safety jumps the route, or a corner jumps a button hook and intercepts the ball. A lot of Josh Rosen's interceptions are him just hitting the DB square in the chest. That's where the accuracy, quote-unquote, issues come from. That's why I only gave him an 8. If he was able to stay away from that last year, I would have given him a 9. Again, he's going to be 21 years old to start the 2018 season, so has time to grow, has time to learn from all that. But that's why he was an 8 and nothing higher, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you guys in the assessment of 8 on accuracy, so I'm not going to really add too much or take away much from there. You guys kind of hit the nail on the head. So moving on to arm strength, skating rating scale of 1 to 10. You guys both put him at a 9. I put him at an 8.
Josh Rosen has a very pretty deep ball. He could throw it anywhere on the field. By far the most accurate deep ball thrower in this class. Ability to throw any spot on the field. He could throw a deep ball on a dime. He could take a little off, add some touch, drop it right into his receiver's hands. Wanted to give him a 10, but I feel like Allen's arm's stronger than his. But he's right up there with him. He's close.
I agree with you, Tom. Watching Rosen's tape is the prettiest of them all, if you would. If I, you know, just looking strictly at tape and his deep ball and his ability to throw the ball downfield, Rosen is the no-brainer, in my opinion. His arm strength is not necessarily Josh Allen. Josh Allen, like a prefaced in our conversation prior was it seemed like he was just whipping the ball, you know, hundreds of yards downfield if need be. Rosen doesn't necessarily do that, but he has no problem just almost seamlessly throwing the ball 50 yards downfield on a dime to his wide receivers. Played with a very subpar wide receiver core during his time at UCLA, and an arm strength of 9 I think is accurate. And Josh, I'm actually shocked that you only gave him an 8.
Yeah, I was trying to really distance the arm strength and the accuracy. I know we have it as two separate categories, and it's tough to kind of take one away from the other, because in arm strength I kind of try to blend the two, I guess. I try not to, but in my mind it kind of does do that. And if you look just on arm strength by itself, Josh Allen, we all gave Josh Allen a 10. And Rosen, I could see how you guys gave him a 9, but I really wanted to take everything else out of it. And if I really broke it down, I think Josh Allen throws the ball with so much ease and so much... I just think that he threw the ball so much easier downfield than Josh Rosen does, and that's why I put it at an 8. Nothing. 9 is completely fine. I just knocked it down 1 point, that's all. Decision-making. Rating scale of 1 to 10. Me and Tim, both an 8, and Tom, a 7.
So, Josh, you mentioned kind of intertwining stats here throughout. That's kind of what I've done with accuracy and decision-making. I know that they're two separate entities, but at this point, when you look at Josh Rosen, same reason why I said, you know, he makes that back shoulder throw better than any NFL quarterback. That's why I gave him an 8. In all honesty, he has the ability to make the decision to go to the... He has the ability to make wide receivers better. His decision-making has the ability to make wide receivers better. I only gave him an 8 and not higher because, like I said, he hit DBs in the chest at time. He still tries to force things at time. He's not higher than that. I feel like any lower than an 8 is unfair, but what he did at UCLA definitely warrants an 8, at least.
Rosen, he's done a good job protecting the football in college. He's averaged less than an interception per college game. Takes care of the football. He truly understands progressions. Doesn't really stare down defenders too much. He doesn't have the physical ability as Lamar Jackson to escape the pocket and one read like he kind of does. But he really seemed to trust his protection at UCLA. He was willing to stand in the pocket and take that big hit. He did get hit multiple times this year, a bunch actually, but I don't think a seven isn't terrible, but no. He definitely makes some dumb throws on occasion. That's why I gave him a 7, but I'm standing by that 7, Tim. Confident
fair,
in it.
Fair enough. I don't think a 7 is atrocious like many of Josh's picks.
But. Next up, we have mechanics. Ranking scale of 1 to 5. We all will give him a 5 on it.
Best overall mechanics in this class is Josh Rosen. Simple, efficient, textbook delivery. Footwork's excellent.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy who, listen, Josh Rosen, we're going to get to some of his other stuff here in a little bit, but in terms of Josh Rosen is the combine quarterback, if you would. He's going to go out there, and he's going to impress what he does, the way he slings the ball around, the way of his pro day. Going to shoot him, quote-unquote, shoot him up the rankings because he's going to seem seamless in everything that he does, his ability to go under center. He is, in terms of mechanics, the most NFL-ready quarterback in the 2018 draft.
Athleticism ranking scale of 1 to 5. You guys gave him a 1, so apparently he doesn't have any legs.
I could see where you're getting at. Josh,
I don't understand how you guys can rank him a 1.
Josh Allen, he's not the quarterback who's going to be a threat to run to get a first down. For me, when I watch him, I think of an Eli Manning,
Tom Brady. 4 fingers? What is going on?
Do you consider Tom Brady or Eli Manning athletic?
Not overly athletic, no. Yeah,
did you watch Tom Brady attempt to catch a football in the Super Bowl? Not very athletic, but he's one hell of a quarterback. That's how I feel of Josh Rosen. He's the prototypical pocket passer. He's comfortable in the pocket, doesn't tend to run too often, doesn't panic out there, and I just he's just not a threat athletically.
Does he have the ability to maybe shed some tackles and step up in the quarterback or in the pocket? Yes, but is he gonna move a bunch outside of the pocket? Is he gonna scramble for a first down? Odds are probably not. That's why I gave him one, and I feel extremely confident doing so. He's more of a, hey, my job is to step up and throw the football, yep. not move around, not run for the first down. That's why he gets a one there.
All right. Fair enough, guys.
His stats of rushing are like negative 999 yards or whatever. I get whatever sacks or whatever. But he doesn't have much in terms of, I think he had maybe two rushing touchdowns last year, if that sounds right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He's going to be that guy where there's going to be a line, will Josh Rosen have over under 0.5 rushing yards in this football game?
No, that's Eli Manning.
That's the type of player Josh Rosen is.
Absolutely.
That's why I gave him a one.
Fair enough.
It sucks, but a lot of teams like their quarterbacks to be athletic, and that's not him.
There was one game last year that it was an Eli Manning game, and it was, will he get over or under 2.5 rushing yards on the game? I'm like, come on. 2.5 rushing yards? I looked at his like last stats for his last like 6 games. -1, -0, -1, -2. And then that game, the very last play, he ran the ball for a 6-yard game. I was like, you gotta be shitting me. It just blows my mind. Moving on. Measurables. 1 to 5. We put it at a 1. Or at a 5. I'm sorry. Complete opposite.
He's got the prototype. NFL quarterback body. 6'4", probably 215, 220. Not worried about his hand size. Looking good for him there.
Yeah, I mean, he's exactly what you want out of an NFL quarterback. Outside of his ability under center, like Tom said, 6'4", roughly 220, give or take. What you want. He can see over the line. Obviously, it's going to depend on his quote-unquote hand size, which is such a dumbass stat in the NFL these days, but I'm sure he'll measure well there. And, I have no doubt that measurables, 5 out of 5, hands down.
College stats, 1 out of 3. We all gave him a 2.
They're pretty good stats. 60.9 completion percentage, 9,300 yards passing, 59 touchdowns, 26 interceptions. Not bad. Numbers are terrible for college, but they're not close to the likes of Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson.
Right. 2 out of 3 is fair. Listen, his team, similar to Darnell at UCLA, was horseshit. His wide receivers were just garbage. Absolute garbage. I don't necessarily think he could have done better than what he put out there. He had some monster games and had wasn't it the first game of the year?
44-10.
He came down, he had 5 or 6 touchdown passes.
Yeah, score at halftime was 44-10, or they were down at that point in time. Yep. Came back
and won. So I'm not saying he's not good. That's why he gets the 2 though. Like, he didn't have, if he was a 3, he would have been a Heisman candidate.
Next up, we have the injury history.
Ugh.
All out of 1.
Yikes.
Yeah, he's missed time in 2 of the 3 seasons played. He's had head injuries. Got to be a little worried about that. But I do give him credit for having the balls to stay in the pocket and be willing to take those hits. But he has to be smarter with it at the next level. Those guys are a lot bigger, a lot faster, and they'll be coming at him way harder.
Yeah, if he does that in the next level, he's going to get crushed.
I want to pair it. I want to pair it up here a little bit because obviously in injury history, we all had ones across the board, rightfully so, because there's a lot of question marks there. He's been injured randomly throughout. But let's pair it with the personality traits, right? The personality traits, I think, are the big reason why he's not ranked higher. He would have been tied, I believe, with the top-ranked quarterback if he got 3 out of 3 in the personality traits from Josh or close to. He already has come out and said he doesn't want to be a Cleveland Brown. He has some...
He wore the hat that said fuck Trump on it.
He wore the hat that said fuck Trump.
He made his own hot tub in his dorm room.
Yeah, but it just seems like a little bit of a... I don't want to classify him as socially awkward, but...
Oh, he is.
Kind of just seems like a head case a little bit. Like, oh, I'm going to do whatever I want. I know best type of persona. If it weren't for his personality traits, I'd have him above Rosen. If it weren't what he said... About the Cleveland Browns, I'd have him in front of Sam Darnold. But that's why I don't.
You guys had him ranked one, and I get it. He's got a lot of baggage. He's got a lot of iffy things going on. But I remember 2 years ago when I was texting you, Tom, and I said, dude, this Josh Rosen kid is fucking something else. And I sent him interviews that he was doing with people, and it's not something you see a freshman or a sophomore talk to people interview-wise. He's different, and honestly, I put it at it, too. I'm not super turned off by it. I could see how teams are, but at the same time...
So you're saying you're hard by it.
No, I'd like to see that out of a... I would like to see that out of a quarterback if I'd be... wanting to draft him. I'm okay with speaking your mind.
I told Tom, like, this is like the prototypical, like, all right, Sam Darnold goes one because Josh Rosen refuses to be with the Browns, and it's kind of vice versa, or kind of exactly how the Giants fell into Eli Manning.
Very true.
They fall into Rosen because the quarterback that they like is a dickhead.
And he's won a Super Bowl.
He won two.
Two, yeah.
Beat Tom Brady twice. But right now, there's a lot of things out there on Rosen. Probably more social things, more opinions that he has spoken than any other quarterback out there.
Yep.
Definitely hasn't been trained at the art of social media or quarterbacking in the media. But I don't know if he's that spoiled little brat that a lot of people are saying, or if he's got the balls the size of Doug Peterson calling out the NCAA for what it actually is. He also trolled Trump at his own freaking golf course wearing a fuck Trump hat, which is fantastic. It's funny, but do you want your quarterback to be doing this?
Yeah,
I'm cool face with that. Of your franchise?
I know you are, Josh.
But and
I don't know if my problem. I don't know if he has the. The censorship to be a New York Football Giants quarterback. That's my concern. He's already said he doesn't want to be a Browns quarterback. Right? So the Giants take him. Does he have the... Hey, listen, you go to New York, all right, it's a Democratic state, so you can keep your fuck Trump hat. That's cool, bro. but can you, you know, when the fans are against you, do you have the ability to hush your mouth a little bit and just take it? It's a big question.
Yep. A lot of red flags there.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything else on one Josh Rosen here?
Rosen, in my opinion, is far and away the most NFL-ready quarterback right now. If I had to pick any quarterback out of this whole bunch of who I have to start one of them week one, it would be Josh Rosen. I know you guys always think that I'm on Sam Darnold's D, but if I had to pick one to start week one for my NFL team, it would be Josh Rosen.
He has the highest upside in this class and probably the lowest floor as well. He could be a total bust.
He does not have the lowest floor.
I think he does.
No.
It's close.
Lamar Jackson's floor is literally in hell. That's how low it is.
Can he at least be a wide receiver, man? If Josh Rosen fails as a quarterback, he's got nothing.
Josh Rosen
fails. He's going to run like a 6'9", 40.
6'9", 40. One other thing that did happen with Rosen, which may turn some people... off to him, is the time that he spoke with Bleacher Report, talking about difficulties of being a student athlete. Among the quotes from the interview, football and school do not go together, and raise the SAT requirement at Alabama and see what kind of team they have. So that was another thing that they said.
Here's why I don't, like, at least he's a truth speaker. Like, he doesn't say anything, like, that is off. He says things that are controversial, yes, but he doesn't say anything that's off the wall and isn't at least a little bit true. He's like, hey, I don't want to play for the Browns because they seem like a shitty organization. Well, the Browns have struggled to be an organization. I mean, it's tough taking him as the best overall pick, but I get a lot of his concerns, if you would, as a player.
Yeah, he's a, I don't know, man. He's different. And,
he honestly, he, you know who he is, Tom? He's Hipster Josh. Josh Rosen is Hipster Josh. That's who he is. Hipster Josh wishes he could go to a Trump golf course and wear a fuck Trump hat.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Right. Josh Rosen is Hipster Josh.
Right. Anything else on him? Where do we have him ranked overall, quarterback-wise?
I don't know about you, turds. I have him as my second quarterback.
Overall, we had him tied for third. Or third. I wish I had him higher.
Ooh, right underneath Sam Darnold. Interesting.
Him and Darnold were tied for me. If it wasn't for Josh Rosen and his personal traits, injury history, he would have been number two or number one for me.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, that's all we have for you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this breakdown of Josh Rosen and our rating scale for him. NFL Draft Prospects 2018. As always, you guys can follow us on Twitter at PonyKickSports, at Pony_Keg_Tom, and at FightTalkTim. And you guys can always email us, PonyKickSports@gmail.com. And, yeah, until next time.
Peace!